We should probably say who we are.
Who are you?
No, who we are.
Not who I am.
I'm just some bloke with a pint. Who are you?
Same. Quite a nice pint, actually.
Are you on Pathfinder?
Same.
Pathfinder, yeah. By Black Sheep Brewery, I believe.
What is its theme? It's a theme?
It's a theme. It's not fucking Halloween. It's a nice crisp golden beer.
Is that what it sells itself as?
Yeah. I think so.
It's good.
Pale ale.
But seriously, who are you?
Who am I? I'm some guy with a pint. And we haven't introduced what this is and who we're called and shit, have we?
That's right.
Are we allowed to swear? We haven't discussed ground rules. This is all very disorientating.
Swearing is acceptable.
Okay.
Get out of your system now if you want.
No.
Say a few. Some kind of so this is Ale Tales.
Ah.
Are we still like that?
Yeah.
Oh, I want tales. And I'm Dan.
And I'm Barbara.
Daft twat.
Also known as Ben. Daniel's come up with a very funky logo for this as well. Ale Tales.
Indeed. Took me
glass,
10 minutes.
Mobile phone. I get it.
You like it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's perfect synergy.
Indeed. Do you like the announcements?
I think they add a certain authentic quality to the recording.
Where are we then?
We're in a train station in the north of England.
Where are we? Yeah, in York, nonetheless.
No, I was going with the air of mystery.
Oh.
Straight in there.
Do you want to even say the name of the pub?
Indeed. I don't really need permission for this kind of thing, but sod it. It's the York Tap. The
indeed.
York train station.
Tap or taps?
I believe it's Tap.
It is singular. Well done.
Which is a very fine venue for sticking away a pint of the old good stuff.
Aye. Which this is. I'm enjoying it.
Indeed. It's got a kind of... I don't know, it's got kind of a bitter after.
It is.
Linger.
It is, but it's not a bitter.
No, I know. I get that.
Okay.
I get that.
Good. Right?
You realise, as we discuss these things, we're going to very quickly unravel as to our knowledge of what makes up certain types
of
beer.
I think that's kind of
I think
of
we're going to have different interpretations, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. And neither will be particularly coming from a place of, you know, well-informedness.
Who's that there? 1749 to Lincoln.
Welcome, one and all, to this, the very first episode of Ale Tales.
Indeed. Welcome aboard.
Thanking you.
This is our debut.
It is indeed.
Our recording debut.
Yeah. So what are we doing? What's the plan then? What are we doing here today?
Ale Tales. It's our new podcast, two lads who like a good old pint of beer, talking about the latest news in the world of beer, but also mainly focusing on our beers of choice for that particular episode.
Absolutely.
So we are going to pick a selection of beers each time and we're going to
drink them down.
We are going to drink them down and we are going to discuss them in probably rather abstract ways, I think.
You more than me. I think you enjoy your abstract notions of beer. So what have we got on the menu today?
Well, we've opened our first one, haven't we? We're already supping.
Yeah, we're just a bit mad like that. So we are going to drink throughout. So we're going to be just supping away as we go. And our first one is Benjamin.
It's the Two Roads Brewing Company's Road to Ruin, which is a cheeky double IPA, which packs a bit of a punch.
It does indeed.
What does it weigh in at?
Hoppy. 8%, I believe. 8%. Yes.
Big daddy. I mean, that's going for it.
Kicking it off. 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon with an 8% IPA.
Yeah, all the way from Connecticut, I believe. Mm. Brewed originally, imported by James Clay of Elland.
Indeed. Yeah, very nice. Very good so far. Next, what's up next on the menu?
Have we sorted an order? We haven't really, have we? But we have got a red My Lips.
Mm.
I was going to say reed, but it's red as in the colour. Although the label looks pink to me, to be honest.
Yeah, it does.
More a bit. Salmon
does
pink.
A bit. Mm.
Salmon pink My Lips wouldn't really work.
It would not.
Red My Lips, which is by Brussels Beer Project.
Yeah.
What else do we have? We've picked out a Brew York, which is a fine Yorkshire pale ale, American pale ale.
In a can, nonetheless.
Hellfire.
We are a bit biased when it comes to our local breweries.
Has to be said, but we're going to try and mix it up and span the world of beer.
Mm.
At various points.
Then we were going to throw in a wild card, weren't we?
Yes.
Something that we wouldn't ordinarily drink, but sounds quite interesting, and we'll just give our reactions to it live on air. So, what is it?
It's a hazelnut coffee porter by Saltaire Brewery, another Yorkshire favourite. I don't think I've tried this one before, have you?
I have not, even when we went to Saltaire Brewery.
Hell. So this might be a regular feature, we're thinking, our wild card beer. We're going to pick something that's slightly outside of our comfort zones and see what it's like.
Yeah, buddy. Right, should we jump straight into the news then?
Indeed, Daniel, what have we got coming up first?
Well, I thought we'd first start off with a bit of a serious story about Heineken's proposed takeover of Punch Taverns, which saveourpubs.org.uk is saying is a very bad deal for British pub goers and will also have a disastrous effect on consumer choice and also on the smaller local brewers. So Punch currently has 3,500 pubs throughout the UK.
That's a lot.
It is. And, you know, I mean, I agree with the idea that these are at the centre of these communities. And I think that to have a big, you know, mega company like Heineken come in and take over will adversely affect those pubs and those communities.
Because the drinks they stock are chosen by the people that drink them, I gather.
Yeah, absolutely. And the beers provided are often from local breweries, you know, local microbreweries even. So Heineken apparently imposes 85% of their own products in any pub that they own. So that would obviously very much limit the range and choice of beers in those pubs. So there is a big campaign at the minute to try and change this, or, you know, put a stop to it. So the Competition and Markets Authority are being asked to intervene to basically prevent this from happening. What are your thoughts on it?
I mean, we've got to protect what is a burgeoning craft beer scene in this country, haven't we?
Hmm.
You know, anything that threatens that, we've got to make some noise about it. I think, you know, people are really enjoying going to the pub again.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd go so far as to say because of the variety of local beers on choice that are, you know, available.
Hmm.
And, you know, everyone knows the country's in economic straits still. So, you know, an industry that's thriving, surely we should be protecting that, really.
I absolutely agree. I think, you know, you and I have always enjoyed our beers from when we were young lads. But I think recently, you know, part of the reason we started this podcast is because of this, you know, within the last 5 years or so, this really strong nascent market of craft brewers and microbreweries and all of that. And I think...
Yeah.
Heineken's all well and good. It's all right. We've been to the brewery, but it's a pint of lager, isn't it? And it's very generic, and we want to try different things.
Listen, there's a place for both, isn't there? Heineken do produce a nice pint of lager, in my opinion, and I'm sure their weight in the industry does some good. But there's got to be that balance, hasn't there? We've got to protect our local craft beers.
Agreed. So on to a slightly lighter note, then. So CAMRA, what does that actually stand for? Do you remember? Do you know? CAMRA.
The Campaign for Real Ale.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's CAMRA. Yeah, good. So anyway, CAMRA, the Campaign for Real Ale, has released a press release about
generally
Valentine's
Day. What you do with press releases.
It makes sense, and I realised I was in trouble halfway through saying that. about Valentine's Day and...
What are we saying, Daniel?
I'm going to read it verbatim. If you are looking for the perfect, unique gift for your other half this Valentine's Day, why not plan a romantic weekend away to tie in with a unique beer festival?
Sounds perfect.
Oh, it sounds amazing. And in fact, I just asked my wife if she was up for that, and she was like, yeah, whatever. I think her exact words were, as long as we do something to celebrate it, then she's happy.
That means you're going to a theatre trip as well. You know, that's going to be tied in.
Yeah, probably. So,
Do you think that'll catch on? Do you think girlfriends and wives across the country are gonna would embrace such a thought?
I mean, in all honesty, no. But but there are options available. I mean, one thing I am noticing though is that the dates for these are actually well after Valentine's Day. So London Beer Drinker Festival, 8th of March to 10th of March. That's nearly a month after.
Still buy a ticket though, you know. It's a perfect gift.
Here's a ticket for a month's time.
Brilliant. I'd be happy with that.
It gets even better with Hull Real Ale Inside a Festival, 16th of November to the 19th of November.
UK City of Culture this year.
It is, that's true. Ealing Beer Festival, July. Robin Hood and Beer Inside a Festival, October. Stockport. Oh, I went to Stockport the other day. Awful.
Not a fan?
I'm sorry to any, you know, if there are any Stockporters out there, but yeah, didn't love it.
Harsh.
Oh, Spa Valley Railway Beer Festival. That sounds good to me. Maybe me and you should just go on that.
Sounds quite posh, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Are you serving beer out of flutes there, do you think?
It doesn't mention flutes, but I'm sure there are.
Will you be sat on the train option at the time as well?
Yes.
You will?
Yes. Victorian Engine at Tunbridge Wells West. A train departs every 40 minutes. There you go.
The only time it's acceptable to get trolleyed on public transport.
I mean, I've seen plenty of people get very drunk on a train.
Acceptability.
I think I've
probably
seen you drunk on a train, to be honest.
I think that was probably mostly your fault as well. But yeah, it's a novel idea, isn't it? The Valentine's Day festival trip. I'm not sure my good lady would go for that.
It's not gonna catch on.
Possibly, actually. If there's cider involved, then we may have a winner. But yeah, what's next on the news agenda? I was quite excited to hear about this one, Daniel. Mm-hmm. Brewdog versus Cloudwater. Yes. A new beer produced by these two very different style breweries, really.
Yeah.
I love Cloudwater. They're Manchester-based. I think they're fairly new. Is it? I first came across them last year anyway. And I tried a really... I think it was an IPA and it was really peachy.
Right.
Quite high ABV.
Not what I love, really.
Probably not.
Fruity beverage. But
then on the other hand, you've got Brewdog, which are very, very strong tasting beers as well, which I know you're not necessarily the biggest fan.
I mean, I just sound like I don't like any beer, which is not true at all. But yeah,
Brewdog. Dan's a grumpy one.
Yeah, I am. Hoppy and, you know, I've read about their processes and stuff and they freeze the hops, I believe, which is like a bit of a no-no in the industry as far as I know, my limited knowledge. I don't know. I actually do like it. It is drinkable. And yeah, to be honest, I think the idea is novel. I like it.
I have to be in the right mood for a Brewdog beer, I think. Because they are very bold. They're an assault to your palate sometimes.
I love being assaulted by a beverage.
Yes, especially in the mouth. Yeah.
Nice. And it's a bit of a throwback to like Run DMC versus Jason Nevis.
Well,
or whatever.
It's got verses.
Yeah.
That's literally it. Well, there's no breakdancing.
I don't really see
verses
much anymore.
I don't think there's breakdancing at the launch.
Oh, that's a shame.
But I need to get my lips around one of these bad boys.
It's overtly sexual all of a sudden.
Sorry, you know, I'm happy days. Brewdog versus Cloudwater, their New England IPA. Just looking on their website, actually, they've billed it as Northeast Scotland meets Northeast USA in a showdown. This particular IPA is low in bitterness, but loaded with explosive fruit flavour. I can't say this word, apparently.
Yeah, go and try.
Redolent.
Yeah, well done.
There we go. I've been educated by Daniel on that one. Redolent with tropical fruit notes, fresh squeezed orange juice, pineapple. Fragrant cooked grass.
Nice.
I don't think I've ever seen that listed as an ingredient.
Nor have I. Before. Nor have I.
And I've no idea what that would taste like because I've never eaten freshly cooked grass.
I guess it's the smell, the aroma, maybe.
And the hints.
I mean,
of
you've
pine
never cut a lawn either, have you? So.
Actually, that's true.
I know.
But I'm very practical around the household, as you'll
Yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
But yeah, essentially, the aroma is complex and alluring. On the palate, the bittersweet balance emphasizes the sweet, juicy fruit character, while the addition of oats adds a silken mouthfeel, giving a bit of full and rounded finish.
I don't like the word mouthfeel. I really don't.
I don't think that should get in your way in trying something very out there. Maybe it could be a wild card.
Maybe next time, yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, I'm very excited about that. But,
good, yeah,
moving
me too.
Swiftly on to the serious
final news
business of Michael Fish.
Yeah, from beertoday.co.uk.
Indeed, brought us the news of, I mean, accompanied by a fantastic picture, I must say, of Michael Fish.
Maybe we'll post that to the Facebook later.
Yeah, a pullover with weather clouds and stuff on.
Weather clouds.
There we go. Yeah, stood next to a weather map. Yeah, good on Michael Fish, not been seen since predicting hurricanes in Southport or wherever it was on a beautiful summer's day in 1982. I mean, I'm being extremely loose with the facts there. So good old Fishy has teamed up with Fuller's London Pride, another of Dan's favourites.
Thameswater.
Anyway, the former weatherman, it's part of a latest social media campaign by Fuller's, which you can check out at hashtag when it rains it pours. And essentially throughout...
Which I'm sure loads of people will be using. Sorry.
I'm sure. I mean, it's really short and tight.
Memorable.
Hashtag. Mm. Love a tight hashtag. running throughout February... running throughout February, London Pride will be offering Twitter followers in London a free pint of this award-winning ale each time it rains in London. How nice of them!
Can I make a prediction?
So bold.
They're only giving you a pint when it's raining. Sure. So my prediction is there'll be somebody stood outside the pub with a pint glass, an empty pint glass, collecting rainwater, and they'll give you that and say it's a pint of Fuller's. And people won't be able to tell the difference between Fuller's Pride and rainwater.
Wow.
How? Too harsh?
A little bit. But how are people going to get to Fuller's? Because when it rains in London, it's like acid rain, isn't it?
Well, I mean...
Weren't people told to stay indoors?
Recently?
Because, it was the Mayor of London. Didn't he come out and say, unless you have to go outdoors today, you should probably stay inside because smog ain't great.
It's not. We know that. That's quite sad. Let's get into climate change another time, shall we?
Yes, because that's possibly a whole new podcast right there.
Absolutely.
That was the news.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Seamless transition there. And now into a section that we call What We've Been Drinking.
What We've Been Drinking.
What We've Been Drinking, lad. It's kind of reflections on some of the beers we've been drinking recently, but we also thought we'd use it this time around to introduce a little bit about, you know, why the hell we're doing this random podcast and where the idea came from.
And it was basically sat in a pub, unsurprisingly, one called the Minster Inn, which we were quite fond of.
Yes.
And we just started chatting absolute nonsense about the beers we were imbibing, giving them very random... reviews, really.
They're in a very strange mood that night, I think.
Mm. But we quite enjoyed ourselves and we thought, this is maybe something we could continue to do. Yeah. So we had several beers that night and we just... I made notes for whatever reason. By the way, we've just started on Red My Lips.
Red My Lips.
And we made notes and I'm just going to read it pretty much as it is. So I said we had a Razorback... which I can remember, actually.
I have no recollection whatsoever.
Okay, right.
But you know this is me.
Yeah, that is you, yeah. I think we've had this conversation about five times today.
What
where
are we
you
doing?
Said. Yeah, exactly. Where are we? Which was by Ridgewood Brewery, Razorback by Ridgewood Brewery. And we both agreed it was instantly forgettable.
Crikey, that's harsh.
And even more so, it didn't penetrate the inner circle.
What the fuck does that mean?
Didn't inscribe its name on our beer history.
Yeah, it's profound.
I actually do remember it, and it was a bit of a what is it, Michael Fish?
Flaccid
Thames.
Flaccid Fish is what I was thinking.
No, Michael Fish and his bloody fish. London Pride. That's it.
Yeah, I went too literal. With
yeah,
his
you
name
did
there, yeah.
Far too literal. What was the next one we had that night?
What else did we have that night? We
had a monk, I believe. This is fizzy.
Oh, that,
it's all right. It's all right.
You're doing a beer podcast and you've poured half a pint of ice cream, essentially.
Yeah, sorry.
Brilliant.
Need a flake.
That's not doing Brussels Beer Project any favours.
It's not.
We also did a Slumbering Monk, you're right, which we decided... We did a Slumbering Monk, yes, with our lips, and it was a perfect Sunday drink to order, apparently. That's a pretty tame description, isn't it? But, as billed, very smooth. Like rubbing your cheek against a silk dressing gown in Marks and Spencer's. So actually doing it in the store.
I don't know. It was more than likely you that said it. So
well, apparently, and you don't care who sees you doing that as well. I'm not sure I'm going to try that actually.
I think
in an M&S store.
I think we should go into town and start rubbing our cheeks on dressing gowns in M&S.
We won't record that.
Good.
OK,
Okay.
But, we, you know, to be fair, we also said it had hidden depths, like the monk creeping. What? Like the monk is creeping up the stairs to flick you on the ear.
Yeah.
Compassionately. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we had...
What have we been doing that day?
I have no idea.
That is a very strange conversation.
It was. Well, they all are, really, let's be honest. Yeah, we then had a sunbeam, which gave us a shiver all the way down to our gooches.
I think probably less said about that, the better, to be honest.
We described it as fruity naughtiness. We also said we've just nipped into the Sainsbury's local and seen the melon medleys and ripped it open and gone. Blah, 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 blah. Oh no!
In Zoidberg voice, yeah,
Effectively motorboated a melon medley. Nice.
There's a beautiful image for you all.
And we finally said that it'd woken us up from the slumbering monk, brought sunbeams into our dark winter evening. Oh, and it was a Midlands beer, so we were quite surprised that we actually liked it.
Yeah, no offence to the Midlands and all that. I'm sure they do some cracking brews. I've not delved.
We are a bit, we're a bit judgmental, really, aren't we? In terms of we like our Yorkshire beers, we like our American Yorkshire craft proud. Beers, and then you stray outside like Lancashire. No.
Hey, come on now.
Go on.
Well, sorry, Lancashire, is it? Yeah, Merseyside do some incredible craft
you'd
beer.
Say that.
Absolutely. And as we've mentioned, Cloudwater as well, who are Manchester-based brewer. And they're fantastic. So, you know.
Fair enough.
Keep learning it. Let's fly the flag for the North as well.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But I think that'll do for that, really.
Probably, yeah. I think we've exhausted that segment.
I think
tonight.
It's one of those things that it's like you had to be there, probably.
Which is why we're going to do this on air now. We're going to describe beers on air.
I think that's probably, it's the better way to approach it, really.
Yeah. We appreciate we're not necessarily educating you very much, but, you know, we're just having a laugh.
We're not here to educate.
We're not.
No.
Here to imbibe and talk random shite. Stuff. Hopefully it's vaguely enjoyable.
So we move into the reviews section for tonight. So our three beers plus our wild card. Reminder was Two Roads, Road to Ruin.
It's what we've been drinking thus far.
Do you want to start with that?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I like it. I really like it. I mean, I'm a big fan of the IPA style. Double IPA is an interesting concept.
Mm.
It's obviously heavier than your average IPA, I would say. Big hoppy IPA with plenty of bite. It would be a sin to resist, quite. How would you describe this one?
It's your forte, my friend.
Mm.
I actually did say something as I cracked it open. It smelt like an old well, which is not very evocative. No.
I think that's an injustice. It's a very nice. It's almost got like a honey sweet power to it, actually.
Honey sweet power. Beyonce song.
Yeah, stick that on a t-shirt.
Mm.
It's nice. It's possibly a little too heavy to go on and have a second one, I'm not going to lie.
I mean, that's my only thing, really. For me, I do love a sort of hoppy craft ale, but I feel like some beers just sort of rely on it for taste.
I've got it.
Go on.
It's honey, right? So, you know those squeezy honey things?
Yeah.
You can get it. It's awesome. Squeezy honey. What's better? You're pouring one of those into your mouth, right? Immediately after swallowing that shit down, you lick a fez.
A fez?
A fez.
A fez. Mm. Like a Turkish fez.
An actual Turkish fez. It, there's like a texture to it that is reminiscent of licking a fez.
Okay. So just any sort of felt?
Yeah. But, you know, kind of stiff felt.
Right.
Honey followed by stiff felt. Okay. I don't think I've ever described anything else in point of my mouth as being such.
No. I would hope not, actually. So what would you rate it?
Ooh, first rating of the podcast.
Indeed, yeah. I mean,
you've got to be very careful about your first rating.
We did discuss this and whether to actually give a serious rating, but we decided we would, and we decided out of 10 is less restrictive. So,
you see, I don't want to go too high. That's
do you want me to start?
But we shouldn't go too high, should we? You can't go straight in there with a big score because you...
Well, it depends what you call it. I think for me, a lot of the beer I drink is somewhere between 5 and 10 out of 10. So for me, this is a 7 out of 10, and it probably would be higher if it didn't rely so heavily on hops to flavour it. And if it wasn't, as you said, so heavy and like, I mean, there is that sweet element there, but it's not enough.
Okay. I was, to be honest, I was tempted to sit on the fence and go over 5.
You coward.
But it's very bold. I mean, it's very good at being a double IPA, yeah, exactly. I'd say. But is it in the higher echelons of beers? I've tempted, tasted. Probably not. All but right. That is no criticism. 5 is a good solid score, please, I think. Yourself. I'm prepared to go with 5, but do you want to meet in the middle somewhere?
Let's go for a 6.
A 6, right.
Meet in the middle somewhere between 7 and 5.
It's pretty obvious, really, isn't it?
It is. You know? Red my lips. You haven't even tried this yet.
Hold on, then. Come on.
I was busy, like, 10 minutes ago pouring. Yeah. Not over my phone!
I'm doing it over the phone. I was trying to capture some of the sound on the recording.
Jesus.
Go on, then. Red my lips. What's your impression?
Well, I am very fond of this, actually. And it's something that, in the past, I would not have liked as much, but having recently been
to
Bruges, no, it's not. The colour is a letdown. It's more sort of pink, as discussed on the label.
Orange.
Yeah.
Dan is vaguely colourblind.
Yeah, I am. Having recently been to Bruges, and I realise I keep like name dropping places that I've been because it's just because
international man of mystery,
that sort of person. I've very much got into my Belgian beers, and I think it is a very strong tasting beer, but I really like it. I really do. I think it's got a kick to it. It's not a wet beverage. Well, it's wet in the liquid sense, but
well, quite. The hops taste is described as passion fruit, citrus, and red fruits overtones.
Yeah.
Do you get that?
I do. Which, again, though, like, I wouldn't ordinarily go for a fruity. I mean, grapefruit is a red fruit, isn't it? And actually, I really don't like grapefruit. But
no, I'm not a big fan. It's quite sour.
But I like it in this context. I think it's really nice.
I don't think there's grapefruit in it, but thanks for that.
Well, a red fruit, a citrusy red.
How many
fruit?
Red my lips have you had?
I don't bloody know.
I like this. On the label, it says, "Red My Lips is our latest elected beer. Flirtatious, she'll invite you for a drink or maybe two."
Hey, I bet she will.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty
good. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, you haven't even tried it.
It's got a fizziness to it that I wasn't expecting.
I'm just looking at passion fruit. Not entirely sure what passion fruit tastes like.
Passiflora edulis, I think you find.
That's the Latin name, you tool.
Yes. No, it's a nice refresher, is this?
It is.
Probably, you know, off the back of a double IPA. I'm going to explain it like that, but...
Yeah, I think actually if you hadn't just had an 8% double IPA, it would be maybe considered heavy, but...
I like that.
Yeah, no, it's good. It is more refreshing. It's more citrusy and
it is. Yeah. It is. It's Belgian session. I suppose in Belgian beer terms, it probably is a
4.7%
session, isn't it?
Session. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. They're going in a slightly different direction to your average Belgian beer. I think.
Aye, cool. Right, let me grab the Brew Yorks.
Brew York, so good. They named it twice, Brew York, Brew York. And it's triple hopped, apparently. It's become a favourite of ours in recent weeks. Brew York, fairly new, aren't they? Brew York.
They are.
Brewery themselves. They do a fantastic job. We've been there.
First birthday's coming up, isn't it? We're going to go.
I think so, yeah. I think so, yeah. In the fridge, mate.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
But yeah, Brew York is an American pale ale. It weighs in at a satisfying 5.1% ABV. Hopped thrice. Expect an enticing aroma. Expect beautifully tropical flavour. Expect an urge to start spreading the brews.
The brews.
They have a very good tap room in Wormgate, York, which... I don't know why I've mentioned, because I quite like the fact that not too many people seem to know about it. But this one is an unfiltered, unpasteurized, natural, vegan-friendly beer, as is the trend and all that.
What can we expect? Oh, yeah, no, the designs are brilliant. Do we know the artist behind these?
I don't. I think it's someone known to the, as in a friend of the brewery, though, isn't it? I think. We went on a beer tour, that was good.
We did. So we can expect blackcurrant, grapefruit.
There you go.
An urge to start spreading the brooms.
Did you already read that? So good that we told the same joke twice.
Exactly.
Getting our value out of this one.
Indeed. Cheers.
Well, we've had this one before.
We have, yeah, we know exactly.
Just another excuse to drink it. And as good as I remember.
Yes. Quality beverage.
Smooth like Egyptian cotton.
Or a M&S dressing gown.
No, we smoother. It's possibly smoother. Right. Yeah, like a premium smooth.
I like it. Wait, I've just realised we've cracked straight into the Brew York. We actually pretty much steamrolled over the Read My Lips. We didn't give it a rating.
We didn't. Oh, Christ.
And I just want to, sorry, so we are jumping back here a bit, but I just want to go back to Read My Lips because I feel like Ben gave it a short shrift there.
Apologies,
a little bit. We were too excited about Brew York.
How was the prospect?
So Read My Lips was created in April last year, 2016. Four new prototypes, red, yellow, mauve and green.
Sure.
All of them were session ales, 4.7%, and had a lot of punch. Organised 11 private tastings in the best cafes, restaurants of Brussels. One private tasting in Tokyo. It's random as
Get
well.
Down.
As a great final tasting event gathering over 2,000 beer lovers at Halles St. Jiri, Brussels.
Really? Is that how you pronounce it?
I have no idea. Have you been there?
Brilliant. No,
I've never been to Brussels. I've been to Bruges. Did I mention that?
You have mentioned that. Good. You're such a bloody adventure-hogging name-dropper of places.
Thank you.
Damn it.
The red prototype was a clear winner, and then the community chose the name Red My Lips to fit with the seducing nature of this beer. The great amount of Hull melon and Simcoe hops gives us notes of red berries and passion fruit, while the special malts allow it to have a great body despite the low ABV. Please enjoy with...
What's with the dot dot?
I think that means
brackets.
Without moderation. Like it's trying to... Yeah, get hammered.
Lovely, yeah.
So I feel like I maybe have jumped the gun in... Well, I mean, we gave Two Roads a 6 then, didn't we? So I was maybe jumping the gun with a 7. Would you say Red My Lips is a better beverage for you or not?
I mean, it's very hard, isn't it, when you're comparing beer styles. And it's a very different, different beer.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of the time, I mean, you've got to take these reviews and your own thoughts when you pick up a beer, isn't it? It's what mood you're in that day, what kind of beer you're fancying. My gut instinct today is that it's better... I'm enjoying it slightly better than I did the double IPA, but without being critical.
I would agree. But that, yeah, obviously, I completely agree with you that maybe I did jump the gun with the double IPA, which means that 7 would have been too high for that. So therefore, should we say 7 for Red My Lips?
I want to give it a 6.5.
We're going halves? I didn't even know we were doing halves.
Well, you know, we don't... Yeah. I mean, I'm not a fan of half measures, neither.
No, I wouldn't order a half pint. No. But if that's what you're saying, then...
I feel like let's be honest, what my heart
is
saying.
It's not a scientific method, really, is it?
No, we could get too hung up on these measures.
So, 6.5.
Yeah. I don't actually know how to describe this beer.
Well, we just have.
But in a...
Melon and Simcoe hops.
Yeah, I know, but
red
that,
berries
yeah,
and passion
that's
fruits.
That's the textbook definition of what it tastes like, isn't it? But I find it really hard to point to words, actually.
It's like a candlelit evening in Bruges.
No, it's too feisty for that.
I get
the fizz, and then I get grapefruit, and it's pretty simple, actually.
It is
for me. It's 2-stage. Fizz grapefruit.
It's like a craft Belgian beer, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. I like what they're trying to do. I like that they're trying to bring a new style to Belgian beers. I think we're probably ahead of the game in the UK of our craft beer. But
agreed.
Yeah, no, it's enjoyable. 6.5 is fair.
6.5. And Brew York, I mean, for me, the first time I tried Brew York, it did blow me away a bit, and you know, we've since been to the brewery, and I think for me it is a fantastic beer. I'd say an 8.
Breath.
I'd say 8. An 8. I would say an 8 for this. I love it. I actually love it.
I'm really going to say that's harsh. But then, that's saying stuff. I said before exactly. About like tempering your marks, but
so we'll go 8. I think we have to go 8. It is great. It is a brilliant beer. But
Egyptian cotton with like a dash of fruity loveliness.
Fruity loveliness.
Yeah, it's got like a overtone of fruitiness above the smooth ride to the finish.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I'd give it an 8. If I gave it 10 out of 10, they should call it Brew York.
Yeah, ad infinitum.
For emphasis.
Forever, yeah.
But yeah, let's give it an 8. That's safe.
8, good.
It's a very, very good beer, try it.
So we've got the Road to Ruin on a 6.
We have.
The
Red My Lips.
Red My Lips on a 6.5. Brew York on a...
The winner so far.
An 8, indeed. Stop saying indeed.
Okay, and now we're on to the interesting part of the show, which is the wild card.
Wild card.
Yes, there isn't a band called Wild Card, but there's a band called Yellow Card. This is the wild card. So we are on to the much billed Hazelnut Coffee Porter by Saltair Brewery.
A smooth porter with coffee and hazelnut flavours, which makes sense.
Yeah, a bit rancier, isn't it?
It does exactly what it says on the tin.
It's a bottle.
A reminder of Saltair, which is bordering the World Heritage Site of Saltair in Yorkshire. Saltair Brewery uses traditional brewing methods to produce great ales with a contemporary twist.
Saltair's beautiful. If you haven't been, go visit.
If you are in the country, or even if you're not.
Come to England and go to Saltair. You don't even have to go to the brewery, though I would advise it strongly.
I'll just look at it on Google Maps.
You could do that.
Yes, yeah. not quite as exciting.
But not quite the same thing, but you know, you can.
So here we go.
Yeah, they've got Munich malts in here. Fuggles and Goldings for bitterness, hops-wise. Fuggles for aroma. A smooth, dark red beer with coffee and syrup additions, adding a depth and richness of flavour to its natural dark malt character.
Now, why don't we like this sort of beer usually, Ben?
Because they're big daddy dogs, aren't they? That you'd maybe have one of at the end of the night, but only if you're in the right mood. They're... You know, you've got your standard stout, you know, that you go to, which is a cousin of the porter, I would sort of say. If you know, even purely aesthetically, but you know, I'd take down a stout quite easily, but a porter,
yeah,
it's another prospect.
Yeah, we're the sort of people that when we go to Ireland we'll have a Guinness, but other than that, you have a Guinness every now and then, don't you? But for me it's definitely not what I would usually go for.
No.
At all.
I'd stay on a Guinness all day, but I wouldn't stay on a porter all day.
No.
Christ.
They are different, aren't they?
Yeah.
Guinness always said that they liked the idea of a porter, but they didn't actually create a porter, did they?
I don't know. Do they do a porter these days? I
think they actually do a porter now.
Right,
but
okay.
The original Guinness was created to be a dark beer, but not necessarily an actual porter.
Okay.
Anywho, so on to the Saltair Hazelnut Coffee Porter. First impressions are that it doesn't have that much life in it, to be honest.
There's not much of a head to it.
No.
But I think that's
that
fairly typical of a porter.
It's like a glass of Coke.
It doesn't smell like a glass of Coke.
What does it smell?
Coffee and hazelnut.
Well, once again, it speaks for itself.
Indeed.
Really.
Cheeky sup there. We supped at the same time, which probably we shouldn't do.
good radio.
Great radio.
Again, to be honest, it is exactly what it sells itself as. It tastes like nuts, it tastes like coffee.
But sometimes you don't get that. You read a beer label
true.
And you go, ooh,
true.
That sounds interesting. You try it and you're like, it's beer, innit?
I like it. I do like it.
It's quite light for a porter.
Don't know, it's still too hefty for me. Maybe it's after the red lips and the two tails.
I mean, that's not like a...
Not two tails.
Coffee beans from the dark depths of the Amazon, are they? I mean, they don't grow coffee beans.
I don't know, actually.
That's probably ridiculous and insane.
I think you get Brazilian coffee. Let's just go for that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's not, you know, it's not a Colombian strength coffee in there.
I don't... Where are the beans from?
Does it say? I think it does.
I don't think so. I may just
I'm not offended by that. That's okay.
No. I may just have a quick look.
This it's won a silver medal as well at the Society of Independent Brewers.
Good. Second place is first place loser. Let's just clarify that, but you know.
Well, quite. Second is nowhere and all that, as Bill Shankly once said.
Did he?
Yeah.
Is that Shanks?
Yeah, it was Shanks. But yeah, to be fair, they describe it on the bottle as a smooth porter, and I think that's...
Yeah.
They've nailed it, actually.
They have.
They've set out to achieve a certain thing. They've absolutely nailed it.
Yeah, not something that I would choose, but does a job. And I could drink... Well, I will drink this pint.
What's your feeling on taking a coffee as a break between beers? If you're out, you know, all day with the lads, or you're on a stag do, do you have a cheeky espresso in there? I've got to say, it's something that I've not been ashamed to
turn
to.
I know, you've brought this up. Isn't it like a Portuguese thing, or like a more sort of Mediterranean-y, you know, Southern European thing to have a coffee?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it's not for me. If I'm drinking, I'm drinking.
Flat out Englishman.
Yeah, it's just, I'm not European, really.
I think what we've learned is that I'm more cultured.
sure thing, buddy-o.
I like that. That surprised me. That's a very good first wild card.
Excuse me. I'm just on the website now. It says it's a gold medal winner, sir. A gold medal winner.
What is it?
Yeah. Not a silver
why
medal
is it
winner.
A silver? It says silver in the... It says silver. Oh, look, silver.
Yeah, it does on the bottle.
But that's an injustice, apparently. Is it the same independent site, Bruce? Can you read that? Yeah. Anyway, it's award-winning.
It is. I tell you what, Saltire have a lot of beers, don't they? They also have a Dockfield Porter.
They do great open days there, don't they? Once a month they open the brewery and you can go and drink the beer straight from the barrels, essentially.
It's a good place. My only issue with it is that, as we've mentioned, is Saltire is a lovely place, a really nice town, like industrial...
Salts mill and all that.
Salts mill town, yeah. The
Hockers, good old Hockney.
Nice houses. But the brewery is not in the centre of town. It's on like an industrial estate in the middle of in the arse end of nowhere.
It's probably got something to do with the UNESCO restrictions.
I don't give a shit.
I like it. It's like, you know, proper industrial graft is what it says to me. And they come up with these fine, delicate beers.
All right.
I like it. It's somewhat poetic for me.
Poetic. You look for poetry everywhere, don't you?
Yeah.
No, I like it. I would not rate it as highly, but I mean, it's a bit of a biased section of the show, really, because we're always going to pick something that we wouldn't ordinarily pick, so it's not going to rate as highly. Is it even worth us rating it?
Well, I'll tell you what, do we do a different rating system for this one? Oh, do we go a 5 out of 5 just to make it not directly comparable to everything else, the other stable of beers that we try?
All right, so wild card rating.
Yeah, wild card rating. Oh, I've got to be careful again. I don't want to set my standard too high, but it's a very, very nice rating. I suspect quite a few of our wild card entries are going to slap me around the face, and I'm possibly going to go, ooh, I'm
That's
not sure
usually
about
what
that.
You do.
This one's very palatable. I'm going to give it a healthy 3 out of 5.
Healthy 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 2.5.
2.5 out of 5. We can't really meet in the middle, can we?
2.75.
Hey, no, that's scrappy, isn't it?
What's the app that you can do quarters on that? The app with the bottle cap ratings. I think we can do quarters if we get.
No, I don't want to do quarters.
All right, 2.5.
This is Ale Tales.
2.5.
We have our own standards.
2.5.
3. I'm not backing down. That's a beautifully constructed hazelnut coffee pot. It's the best hazelnut coffee potter I've ever had.
All right, I'm sold through. Well, that was a wild ride. For me, that was some special times. I don't know about you.
Rate that. How drunk are you now?
How drunk am I?
On a rating of 0 to 10.
I'm probably on a 6.75 at the minute.
Oh, you in the frigging quarters. We're a healthy 5. But no, that's been very enjoyable. I hope it's been vaguely enjoyable to listen to this. And if you've got this far, then bully for you.
I don't think that's even the point. I think it's just...
It's a passion project for us, isn't it?
It's for us. If nobody listens, that's cool.
Yeah, Sanjay.
No, I'm joking. In all honesty, anybody who is listening, we'd love to hear some feedback, anything you've got to say, any constructive criticisms that you may have. any sort of beers that you've been trying?
That we should try.
That we should try.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us.
Absolutely. And in between shows, we will be updating the Facebook page. So check that out, and we'll keep you updated on what we're up to, and likewise.